Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
Well, we think you get to win every time you hear from Charles Rotblat and from the American Association of Individual Investors. Why is that? Well, it's not that every stock pick is perfect, but it is that every stock pick comes with a really strong methodology. And by the way, it is not dedicated to one or another. That's part of what's cool about the buy of the week, is that one day it will be from one type of portfolio or one perspective, and the next week it'll be from something different. And you get to use that methodology and decide what you like and what you dislike, what you want to follow. If you want more information, it is AAII.com. Or remember, Charles's book is Better Good Than Lucky. You can get information there. You can also follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
the Cooper Companies.
The Cooper Companies. That's ticker symbol COO, C-O-O. And why the Cooper Companies?
Well, this is a company I identified through our screener over the weekend, and it's a perfect example of why I like stock screens, because they'll call up companies with attractive characteristics that you may never have heard of or you might overlook if someone said, go look at this company. And this company particularly has two lines of businesses. It makes most of its money from selling contact lenses for astigmatism and other areas. They actually operate in areas of the contact lens business that aren't as competitive. But the other thing is they also target women's health clinics, targeting things such as infertility and menopause. This is about 20-25% of their business, but it's actually showing stronger growth. And they actually think this could be a big growth component for the company going further because of demographic trends. Women delaying birth, needing more infertility, and also with the aging population, more postmenopausal treatments. The company has a pretty good balance sheet, low level of debt, decent level of cash. Over the last 12 months, revenues have risen 8.9%. Earnings are up 24%. And by the way, it's got a nice looking chart. Its relative strength over the last 26 weeks is 73, meaning it's outperformed more than 70% of all stocks over the last 26 weeks. So you have all these characteristics making it a nice stock, but because I believe it's about a mid-cap company, it's not a household name, and it is a stock that could easily be overlooked. But the nice thing about using screening tools, whether it's ours or somebody else's, is they can go find stocks with these attractive candidates and might actually lead you to a company like Cooper that might have you saying, you know what, this is interesting, I want to know more about it.
Yeah, it's really like casting a net and seeing what comes back. Contact lenses and equipment for women's health clinics. Interesting businesses, very different. Does that show up in ways that, you know, make it so that you expect a constant revenue stream, or is it give it more potential one way or another? Does it wind up making it so that you're looking at it going, okay, well, interesting businesses, but the real selling point here is maybe the balance sheet regardless of the business?
Now, I think it's actually the business, particularly what they're doing with women's health. Even though it's a small portion of the company, I can see it becoming a larger portion of the company going forward because the contact lens business, they are one of the smaller players in there. And even though we can look at global populations, we can look at access to healthcare, that helping the company, I think the women's health segment actually has a lot more potential for growth, particularly when you look at both ends. And also when we look at the Healthcare Reform Act, as we record this right now, the budget debate's still going on. But if you look at the trends with more and more women getting insurance and also the aging population, I think that bodes well. And I think it's a pretty good sector to be in terms of a healthcare company.
When you then look at this company, because the really interesting side to you is the smaller piece of the business, what does that tell you in terms of setting your exit criteria? If the larger piece of the business is contacts, they're one of the smaller players in that segment of the world, you could potentially see that as something that winds up, you know, hey, let's make a deal, let's get out, let's do something else, focus on the business that's really growing. Well, that's great, but it totally changes everything. So what is the sell parameters that you have as you enter this as a buy of the week?
Well, I think you look at a couple things. I do think you keep an eye on contact lens business and make sure that they're holding their market share and they're continuing to see growth in that segment. And they are actually seeing growth. So I think you need to watch that and make sure that they stay on top with the product cycles. They did have one instance where there was a change in the type of contact lenses and they were a little bit slow making that change in the past. So you want to watch this. But I think you also keep an eye on the women's health side of the business. But I think you also have to realize that this size, and given what they do, there is a potential for a takeover down the road. They do have a poison pill provision that they can kick in if it's a hostile takeover. So any agreement will need the blessing of the board of directors. But I think you have to realize the two roles they're playing here. Someone interested in that space, even perhaps thinking about gaining some market share in the contact lens business, might look at this, think, let's buy it, and we have this kicker for growth. So I think you do have those going on. But as is the case with any business, you need to watch the trends and make sure that business is going in the right direction.
What is a reasonable expectation for the Cooper companies?
Well, it's interesting because this is a growth stock, and it's priced like a growth stock. Its P is 20.9, and its price to book's a little bit high, too. But when you look at the industry median, even though a P of 20.9 sounds high, the industry median's 25.0. Similarly with the PEG ratio, this trades at a PEG of 1.3, which is a little bit of a premium, but the industry median is 1.9. So I think you can look at this being a little bit conservative, assume that over the next 6 to 12 months you have 15% upside. You do get a small dividend on top of it. It's not very meaningful, but they have paid a special dividend in the past, so they're a little bit for an extra kicker, but it really is mostly a cherry on top, not something you should necessarily factor into your returns.
Nope. So what you're factoring into your returns is 15% expected over the next 6 to 9 months. That's not something anybody's going to complain about. And again, a small cap growth company, the Cooper Companies, is the buy of the week. It is ticker symbol COO. Charles, of course, will be back tomorrow with the sell of the week. But if you want to find out what he's doing when he's not here, you're going to follow him on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt, and you're going to go to AAII.com for more information. Charles, thanks as always for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.
I look forward to it.
Up next on the October the 1st edition of Money Life, Warren Pearson, Senior Portfolio Manager for R.W. Baird and the Baird Funds. We'll be talking bonds when Money Life continues right after these messages.